This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, we're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're starting Siman Kuf Aleph. Shetzarach lechavein b'chal habrachos, v'sheyachal l'spala b'chal ashein. You need to be mechavein in all brachos, and you could have it in any language. Says the mechaber. Hamespalel tzarach sheyachavein b'chal habrachos. Someone who davens, he needs to be mechavein in all the brachos. So in other words, if you want to daven Shemoneh Esrei, the only part of Shemoneh Esrei you need to be mechavein for is the whole thing. That's all. If you're not able to mechavin in all of them, at the very least, you should be mechavin ba'avos. Not like people think, I only have to be mechavin ba'avos, and the rest of davening I could tune out. No, you're required to have kavanah the Hoshmana Esrei. It's just if you're not able to, then avos suffices. And like kivin ba'avos, if you didn't have kavanah ba'avos, afal pisha kivin mechol hashar, yachzer esal, even though you aren't mechavin in the other brachos, you got to go back and daven again. Even though you were mechavin in the rest, if you didn't have kavanah ba'avos, you have to daven again. So the guy had kavanah for the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. He even had an interlinear siddur, so he's thinking about the meaning of every single word. Just for the first bracha, he did not. He has to daven again. Hagah ve'inna in choizim b'shvil chesron kavanah. Nowadays, we don't go back. Sha'af b'chazar, because even if you go back, karev hu shlo yichavein. He's likely not to have kavanah the second time. Imkein lama yachzar. So why should he daven again? Which is very difficult halacha, because why should he daven again? Because he didn't daven yet. So then, you know, and also, if that's the case, so why did he daven the first time? Why did this guy even dive in the time one? I mean, okay, good question. So Pinchas is asking, why is he repeating this? In Tzadik Ches, he said, you need to mechavein perish hamilos. He said that among various other kavanos that a person should have. He didn't say how much. In other words, for how much of the davening do you need to be mechavein? Is it one word? Is it the whole thing? So here he's clarifying that. Says Mishnah Berurah Hamespalel, V'yargel Adam Atzmei L'chavein Al Kapan Mechasima Shel Kobracha. If you can't be mechavein the whole Shemoneh Esrei, at least be mechavein Baruch Ata Hashem Magen Avraham, Baruch Ata Hashem Mechayei Amesim, Baruch Ata Hashem Hakel HaKadosh, Baruch Ata Hashem Chonen HaDoas. What should you be mechavein? Sheyichavein haynu perish hamilos. Al kein manochen mo'ed la'amoinim sheyomadu perish hamilos shel kol ha'tefila. Therefore, how important it is for the multitude to learn the meaning of the words of the whole tefila v'al kapanim shel berchas avos u'moedim. Certainly of avos and moedim. Bevada yeshchiv alav leida bi'urai. You definitely have an obligation to know what it means. Because if you're not mechavein by avos, you're not yotzei. So it might be a good idea to actually know what the words mean. Because if you don't know what the words mean, then you never davened. Now, why is avos more important than any other tefila? Because avos is arranging the praise of Hashem. Therefore, it is not correct that your mind wanders to other things. By the way, regarding what the significance of if you're not mechavein for the whole bracha, at least mechavein to the chasima, the Torah says if you add up the number of words in all the chasimais of all the brachas, there are 113 words, which are equal to the words in the tefillah of Chana. And the 113 times it says in the Torah the word lev. From there we learn, especially the chasima needs Kavanas Halev. V'yesh poiskim, there are those poiskim who hold the gam moidim chashav ka'avais l'charchila. That moidim is also like avais l'charchila, you need to be mechavein. Very gishmak. I'm glad the Dersha brings this. I was going to tell you this. There's a famous stipler on this. Right? There is an opinion that you have to be mechavein by avais. The stipler says in Kilas Yaakov, Simchav Zayin and Brachos, it's totally in the Gersa of the Gemara. The Roikeach and the Sefer Chassidim have a different Gersa in the Gemara. That if you can't be mechavein by all of them, be mechavein be avais oi be haidayos, which is moidim. And the Das Torah brings, in the name of the Aguda, that there's a machloikis, which one? One says avos and one says moidim. Therefore, an eitzah, if somebody was not mechavein by avos, an eitzah is, you could be mechavein by moidim to rectify it. Because there's an opinion that at the very least, not to be mechavein by both, but or there's an opinion, it's a machloikis. So therefore, if you were in outer space for avos, try to land for moidim, and even though we don't go back if somebody wasn't mechavein, but you could rectify it according to this opinion by moidim. Okay. V'im hu mishar shafil ba'avos lo yechavein. Let's say a person is so distracted that he doesn't think he could even be mechavein by avos. Lo yispalo klal ad shetzisyashav da'at yishin daven, until his mind is settled. Sheyeyuchal al kapon lechavein ba'avos, that at the very least he could be mechavein by avos. What if the guy says, well, if I wait to daven, the zman tefillah will pass? The Reb Chaim Kanievsky side in Ishei Yisrael says, the minhag is to daven. Do you need to yuncham by every single word in avos? The stipler quoted in Archas Rabbeinu says you do. The Nachlas Elio of Rav Dushnitzer says that he asked the Chafetz Chaim, why is kavana in the first bracha ma'akev? But for every word, but we know if you skipped words, you don't have to go back. So how could it be that you need to be mechavein for every single word, and yet if you skipped words in avos, you got to go back? So the Chafetz Chaim responded that maybe bebracha rishayna, every word is ma'akev. The din that you could skip words maybe is only from the second bracha and on, but maybe it would not apply to the first bracha. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, son of Emes Yaakov, also agrees that if you skip the word in avos, you would go back. However, Shlomo Zalman says, and Rabbi Chaim says, that the din that kavana is ma'akev in avos is only in those words that if you skip them, you're not yotze. But words that you would not have to say, kavana would not be ma'akev. So in other words, if let's say a person did not think about the word oizer, umayshia, it wouldn't be ma'akev according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, because if you skip those words, l'chayra, you wouldn't have to go back. The only thing that's ma'akev is, I'm not sure which words are ma'akev. I would have said it was a shame, malchus, but it's called avos. I would think you would have to say like Avraham, like Yitzhak, like Yaakov, but I have no indication. I'm not certain which words are the words which would be ma'akev. But apparently there are words that you can make the case are not ma'akev, and there are opinions if you're not mechavein for those words, you would be yoytze. But again, the Chafetz Chaim seemed to have said that you do need to be mechavein for all the words, and you do need to say all the words. Fine. Weiter. Nowadays you don't go back. Since if you didn't have kavanah by avos, you have to go back and daven al kaponim im nizkar koidim she'amar baruch ata Hashem b'sof ha-bracha. If you remembered before you said baruch ata Hashem at the end of the bracha, yachzer loymar me'alokei Avraham. But if you didn't yet say baruch ata Hashem, go back to the words alokei Avraham. Ah, you're saying the name of Hashem. Let's see. The Dirshu says, since may ikar hadin, I mean, this is a very difficult halacha, because if somebody davened without having kavanah for the first bracha, he wasn't yotzei, and he has to go back again. The only thing is, we say, what's the point of going back again? You're not accomplishing anything. So the Chayyadim says, if you didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem, you will go back to Elokei Avraham. The Dirshu brings, if in general a guy has Kavana, but because he was holding on to something, he wasn't mechaving by Avos, the Shaar Tzion says, even nowadays you go back and daven. The reason you weren't mechaven is because you were holding something, and now you could put it down, you do go back and daven. Regarding the fact that if you go back to Elokei Avraham, you're still saying Hashem's name, you're allowed to say it again. So why can't I go back to the beginning of the bracha? Since I'm not mechuyiv to do that, it's a chshash bracha levatala. But just to say Elokei Avraham, that's okay. Or in Aser Simei Tshuva, if you forgot, Uchsoiv L'chaim Toivim. So the Mishnah Berurah says later on, if you forgot Uchsoiv L'chaim Toivim, if you already said Hashem's name in the Siyam HaBracha, you can't go back. Otherwise, you could go back, even if you're saying Shem Shemayim. Now, what if you weren't Mechavim by Avos, but you didn't start the second bracha? Says Reb Chaim Knievsky, name of the Chazonish. Go back in your mind and think about the perish hamilois of the words of Avos, and it will be considered that you are mechavein. Even though the Bir Halacha in Sivkatan Dalid seems to hold not like this, nevertheless, the Chazonish says you could do this. Reb Chaim added that according to the Chazonish, even if you remembered after you said Baruch Atah Hashem, and you didn't yet say Magen Avraham, don't finish Lamdeni Chukacha, but rather, don't say Lamdeni Chukacha, go back to the beginning of the bracha, but say Magen Avraham, and then go back in your mind. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll hold it here. I think we should see the Bir Halacha tomorrow. Okay? Have a good day, everyone. Shkoyach. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.